Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I am happy that you're here. I am so grateful for all of those that are tuning in, and I hope, really, that you get something from this. I hope that you learn how to encounter God in Scripture. You learn that God is wanting to talk to you and wanting to give you direction and wanting to help you grow in Him so that you will have peace and that your mind will be in Christ Jesus. And so today I'm really looking at one of my favorite scriptures that in the book of Joshua. So to give you some context, Joshua was going through a lot of different things. He had to accept this new role because he was taken over from Moses, and Moses had died, and so God is speaking to him to encourage him on the journey that he has ahead. And this journey meant some bloodshed. This journey meant a lot of things, that he was had to lead the people that he once was serving. He had to lead the people in a different way, and this way was a battle way. It wasn't just like, you know, God did a miraculous sign. This was actually taking a sword and actually going at the enemy. And so Joshua knows the task, and he's saying, how am I going to do it? And God has given him courage. So Joshua 1:9, the Message version says, haven't I commanded you strength, courage, do not be timid, do not be discouraged. Your God is with you every step you take. That's a word for you today. I mean, how many steps have you taken that you've seen God's presence, you felt God's presence, you felt God with you, and you ultimately know that in this season, if you're in a season that you're going through something and you're afraid or you have some fear based on where God is taking you, God is with you. I want to encourage you, God is with you. So you're standing at the starting line and you're ready to find God's purpose, and you're afraid, you're scared, you're like, I don't know what to do, right? I don't know if it'll work, right? God is going to remind us that we're not alone, that we are fragile, but He's always there to encourage us. So I want to encourage you, whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're thinking right now, whatever creativity is going in your mind and you feel like, I don't know if I should do this, right? I ask you this question. Haven't I commanded you? That's what God is saying. Haven't I commanded you? And then he's commanding Joshua strength, courage. Do not be timid. Do not be discouraged. And he's making his promise. He's sealing his promise. God, your God, he's making it personal. Your God is with you every step you take. Listen, when I decided to do a podcast, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I did not want to do it. I was afraid, but the Lord kept telling me, this is something that you have to do this year. This is something that you have to do. And so I said, okay, God, I really don't speak well. I don't do things well. And God is saying, it's not about you speaking. That's what he said to me. It's not about you speaking. It's about you being obedient. And as you're obedient, I will speak through you because you're just a vessel. You're not your own. I live in you. And so I want to encourage you, if you're scared, if you're feeling timid about something, God, the Holy Spirit lives in you. The God of the heaven, the earth, everything in it lives in you. And so I want you to understand that God's promise is sure. You might have felt disbelief. You might not think that the present demands or your daily demands is going to subside, but God is present in it with you. And when you face opposition, regret, loneliness, anything in any situation, God is there to encourage you and say, strength, courage, do not be timid, do not be discouraged. God, your God, is with you. So listen, Joshua, he's got to be strong. Moses is dead. Now Joshua has to take on the Israelites to a new place, and they're actually physically going somewhere. So it's not like, you know, in their mind they're going somewhere. They're physically walking. They're physically setting up tent, breaking down tents, and going to a place that God has called them to go. So you might be in a place where you're walking, right? And you're like, when is this going to stop? When am I going to have rest, right? God is with you. He's going to give you endurance. You might be in a place of waiting, right? You might be in a place where God is saying, hey, I need you to stay here. If he's saying that, then that's okay. Don't be discouraged. God hasn't forgotten you. He's told you to leave, and now you're at a space where he wants to speak to you. So keep your ears open. Ask the Spirit what he wants to say to you so that when you do walk, you'll know what you'll know where to go, and you'll know what you need to do. So Jesus allows us to go through a wilderness sometimes so that we can experience his purpose. And sometimes the wilderness, most of the time, the wilderness produces something in you that just regular places don't. So I want to encourage you, if you're in a wilderness situation, just rejoice, because God is going to do something in you and through you, and he's going to build you up so that you can go to the place that he's called you to go. Let me pray for you. Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that you would give whoever's listening courage, that you would give them strength, that they won't be discouraged, that the spirit of fear, we say go, and we say spirit of might, spirit of strength, spirit of wisdom, come. We ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you would come and you would rest, rule, and abide in this situation. Father, we ask right now that you would give them courage and that they would stand on your promises and that they would know that your promises and yes are yes and amen. Joshua had you with them, Lord, and you never left Joshua. You led him to the promised land. And Lord, all the enemies that were against Joshua fell down. And there was a time, Lord God, that you had them walk around a wall and the walls of Jericho fell down. Lord, I ask for a walls of Jericho experience. Wherever somebody's in the wilderness or they feel like they're not being in your purpose, Lord, or they're not walking in your way, Lord, I ask for a wall to come down that they may see you, that they may see your glory right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.